No, you can at least knock before you barge in.
Al, you know the rule. No boys in the room.
Oh, yeah? Then what do you call that?
I'm not a boy, I'm a man.
Seriously, Al, get out. Okay, where am I supposed to go for a little privacy? The closet?
It's taken.
Hi, I'm Jessica. Thanks for letting us use your closet.
Mm-hmm.
JT, out of your mind? You can't have a date in our closet.
Hey, well, we wanted to use a room, but Al and Mr. Smoochy Face showed up, so we had to improvise, and believe me, we did.
Look, it is my room. I am the oldest. Now get out, or I'm gonna have to get ugly.
It's too late.
Oh, look, a party. Hi, everybody.
Oh, listen, Al. Could you cover for me at the salon tomorrow? I'm supposed to open up for Mom, but I have to buy a scarf to match my new shoes. I think you see my dilemma.
Look, Karen, you can just take that key and...
And you can just give it right to Al. I mean, darn it, we're family. Doesn't that mean anything to anybody anymore?
What?
You come with me, Missy. You need a good talking to. Don't worry about her. I'll straighten her out.
JT, why should I cover for Karen?
Because this is the key to the love shack.
What are you talking about?
Oh, during the day, it's a salon. But at night, when nobody's there, it's like having your own apartment. We could trade off nights. You and Drew can go up there one night, and then me and, what's the name of the girl I was making out with?
Jessica?
Right, Jessica. Me and Jessica, we can go there the next night.
JT, never thought I'd say this, but you are a genius.
Yes, I am.
How did John Luke take it when you told him he was coming over here for a blind date?
Oh, I never told him.
You didn't tell him, honey. He's coming over here now.
I know, but I knew if I told him he was being fixed up, he probably wouldn't show up. So I thought it would be better if I just, you know, surprised him.
Oh, Carol, I don't think that's a good idea. I mean, come on, why is it that every time you women see some poor guy roaming around free, you feel he's got to get roped in?
Roped in? Is that how you feel about our relationship, Frank, that I roped you in?
Well, roped in isn't what I meant.
Amis du soir, bonsoir. Oh, God. I adore these American family barbecues, greasy, fat-filled hamburger, and these little yellow slices of individually wrapped petroleum that you naively call cheese. And for dessert, a marshmallow burned to a crisp on a filthy, dirty stick from a tree. Now that's good eating. Now, where is the rest of your barbecue-loving family?
Actually, it's just going to be you, me, Frank, and a woman named Julie who's going to be sitting next to you. But it's not a date.
Carol, you promised you would not try to fix me up with a woman until I told you I was ready.
I know, but yesterday at the salon, I saw you fondling a wig just a little too long, and I thought this man is ready.
But, Carol, this is like a blind date. I feel trapped.
Oh, don't go there.
Frank, tell you how wrong this is.
Yeah, well, I'd love to help you out, but it gets real lonely sleeping by myself.
Tell me about it.
Listen, you French have to learn to stand on your own, okay?
Listen, Miss Love Connection. This will never, ever work.
Why not?
Because I don't even remember what to do on a date. You know when was the last time I had a date? I'll tell you. We went to see Police Academy 1.
Okay, so it was a long time ago, but I've seen you around women. You're very charming.
Ah, yes, on the outside, of course. I'm suave, masculine. Virile love predator. With a touch of boyish charm and just just a hint of the kinky. But that's just a facade, a veil, a mask, a cheap toupee I put over the bald spot of my life.
Hey, come on. I know you're a little nervous, but you know, you've got to start dating sooner or later.
Now, you see, what you're saying makes sense, except for one thing.
What?
I'm leaving.
No, Luke.
Look, Carol, I'm just not ready to be face to face with a woman.
Hi, I'm Julie. You must be Jean-Luc.
No, I'm Ed from Roto Rooter. I just came over to snake up the toilets. I'd shake hands with you, but my arm has been halfway to China and back. See ya.
You're such a kidder. Jean-Luc! This is Jean-Luc, and he is so glad to meet you.
Yeah, no problem being alone in here.
Yeah. Do you know what I would really like to do?
Oh, if there's a God in heaven, yes!
I would like to shampoo you. What are you doing here?
Well, nothing. Now that you're here, what's your excuse?
Well, JT told me about your little love shack here, and he gave me a copy of the key.
Okay, all right, we can make this work. Look, we'll take the main room, and you and Mr. Bubbles can take the shampoo room.
Fine.
Here we are. Hey, Al, bud. Y'all remember Jessica, right? Great. Now beat it.
You wish.
Yeah, we were here first.
Look, Al, listen, I know I told you tonight was your night, but Jessica has to work tomorrow, okay? So we're gonna have to do a little rescheduling. So how's this? I get it tonight, and I don't really care about anything else. You guys can work that out.
Oh, right? No.
I don't think so.
Hey, listen.
You told me I don't care. No.
JT, what's going on, man? I ran into like six other people who have a key to this place. Now, you told me this would be my own private paradise.
Sorry, pal. Paradise is all booked up tonight.
Excuse me, buddy. Hi. How many other people did you give a copy of the key to?
Just a few close friends.
How few?
Anyone who had $10.
That's ridiculous, JT.
JT! JT! I'm never
gonna go. What is going on? I don't believe this. Josh and I were walking down the street, and we see everybody having a party in here.
Yeah, well, JT sold the key to, like, a million people so they could just use this place like a den of iniquity.
Cool.
Look, JT, either I get to be alone with Donna, or I want my money back.
Yeah, man, you ripped us off. Pay up.
Now look, yeah, JT, wait.
Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea. All right, let's see. All right. I'll use the money for food and stuff. We'll have a major party. Huh?
Yeah, right on.
Can I ask you a question, Frank?
Sure.
What's going on? Every time I try to talk to Jean-Luc, he runs into the kitchen to help Carol. It's like he's trying to avoid me.
Oh, no. He's not avoiding you. He likes to cook.
You know... No, I don't know. You go out there. But I cannot go out there. I cannot face it. No.
Jean-Luc, would you come sit out here, please?
Okay.
Frank, could you come in the kitchen and help me with something for a minute?
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back. Just one minute.
Just sit. Well, this will give us a chance to talk. Okay, I'll start. I'm from Chicago. Where are you from?
France.
Loss?
Oh.
I think I just got choked to grill.
No, do people barbecue in France?
Only Joan of Arc.
That's very funny. Whoa!
I think that will lock in the natural juices. It's all ready. Yeah, it's probably going to be just a tad crunchy on the outside, but I don't think it's... Yeah, just don't mind my fingers. It's just a funny, funny American bun. It don't quite fit. But anyway, I don't think it's anything that a little bit of barbecue sauce won't fix, eh?
Sure.
Oh, 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 I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, oh, where's the napkin? Oh, I'm so... So sorry. Oh, it's all over, and it's
sorry, offsides.
Offsides. I make it.
Oh,
look, I know it's not easy being fixed up. I'm a little nervous too.
No, I'm not nervous. I'm just not nervous because you know I am Jean-Luc. You know what I am? I'm a devil may care. That was a little bit hurt me.
Everything isn't working out. Okay, just say so. I mean, you don't have to be so uptight.
I am not uptight. I'm loose. And I'm loose as a goose. And, you know, you are a very loose woman. you're beautiful. You've got this splatter film thing going. It's very, very... And I like your perfume. I don't know what it is, may I ask? I mean, it's delightful, yet strangely smoky.
You're on fire.
You're on fire. My goodness, that's a bizarre name for a perfume, but then again, so is Dupe.
No, Jean-Luc, you're on fire.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Jean-Luc!
Oh! 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 Oh!
Watch it, watch it.
So, whereabouts in Chicago are you from? Thank you for lending me your clothes, Frank. Feel kind of like a homeboy, you know.
I think I found your wallet, Jean-Luc.
Thank you.
Now, let's get out back and join the ladies.
Come on. Frank, I'm not going out there after what happened.
Oh, come on, Jean-Luc, that was an accident. People have slip-ups like that all the time.
Frank, I set my buttocks on fire.
Well, that's something you usually want to try and avoid on a first date.
I had a total fool on myself.
Jean-Luc, listen, I know it's hard to start dating when you've just been through a divorce, but you gotta give it a shot. I mean, once you get past being nervous, you might actually have a good time.
Yeah, that easy for you to say, Frank, because you already have found the perfect woman in Carol.
Well, that's what makes it worth a risk. Somewhere out there is a woman as perfect for you as Carol is for me.
Really? Huh? You think there's someone for me as perfect as Carol?
Sure, but you're never gonna find her unless you get out there and try. And you can get out there and try.
Ray. Thank you, Frank. Thank you.
Hey.
You know, it's been so long since I hug anybody. God, I need a woman.
Cleaned up.
I'll just go out back and help Carol.
Listen, again, I am so, so sorry about your blouse.
It's okay, really.
No. It's not okay, but I want to make it up to you, and not just for the blouse, for the whole evening. So, would you like to, go
out
to a movie?
That would be nice.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh, that's so nice. Thank you. If you didn't say yes, I would have to go outside and set myself on fire again.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't Frank and I go get some takeout, and you two can just stay here and get to know each other better.
Oh, okay? That'd be super. C'est fantastique.
Hey, I know. We'll go to the Chinese restaurant right next to the salon.
Oh, that's a good idea. Frank, don't forget, tell the chef that you are a friend of Jean-Luc. He will make you an enormous platter of poo-poo. Sacré matin.
You know what is so great about us?
The fact that we cannot keep our hands off one another.
Besides that, it's the way you get me to loosen up. I mean, the old me would have been afraid to have this party. But now, I've got a whole new attitude. You know, we should do this all the time. I mean, Mom and Frank will never find out. We won't have the first clue about what's going on. They might as well be Ross Perot.
Yeah, they're right behind you.
Oh, yeah. They're right behind me. Ooh, I'm in trouble now. Rich, I'm 20 years old. What's gonna happen? My mom is gonna catch me.
Hello, Dana.
Oh my God, it's Mommy.
All right. Anyone here who is not related to me by blood or marriage, get out of here. And you, this is way too much moose. Get out.
Rich, you can stay. Good.
All right, would anyone like to tell me how this happened?
Yeah. Well, what happened was,
All right. I get the picture. I cannot believe. Rich. How come your head smells like tropical fruit?
You see, Dana was shampooing me, and she used this really nice mango
Never mind. You are all responsible. So you will all be cleaning up this mess, and you will all be cleaning the salon every night for the next three, count them, 3 weeks. Any questions?
Yeah. Can we get to the real issue now?
And what, in your mind, is the real issue?
That this whole thing would have never happened if we had some privacy and a place to take our dates so we could, you know, do things.
I get it. So this is really our fault for not giving you your privacy.
Duh.
You know, Frank, I think I understand. I mean, after all, it wasn't so long ago that you and I were teenagers, and I remember what it was like to go on a date and want some privacy. So I'll tell you what. Frank and I will rent an apartment that you can all share. You can bring your girlfriends and boyfriends and do whatever you want, and Frank and I just won't have to know about it.
Really?
No! Are you crazy? You want privacy? Grow up, get a job, move out! Now clean up this salon! He's going bonehead.
Hey,
no, you guys, all right. Look, I'm the oldest. I should have known better. You guys go and Rich and I will clean it up.
Really?
Yeah, buddy, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye.
What a guy, man, what a guy.
They're so stupid.
Brendan. Have you seen Lily?
Yeah, she's in the girls' room with some boy playing doctor.
Lily, open the door.
No, we're playing doctor. It'll ruin the game.
Lily, I'm going to count to three, and then I'm going to open the door. One, two, three.
E-O-Z.
Oh. You're playing eye doctor.
Yeah, Mommy, what did you think?
Well, Mommy's just been under a lot of stress lately.